Maseches Yuma, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Heviu lo efasar. After the Kohen Gadol was mata the dam of the par, he went between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and they brought him the sar on which the lot, which said Lashem, had come up on. Shachto v'kibo b'mizrak es domo. He shechted it and caught the blood. Nichnat la'makom shenichnat. He went back into the Kodesh Kodashim. V'amad b'makom she'amad. He again stood bein abadim. V'hiza mimenu. Achat l'mala v'sheva l'mata. And he sprinkled one up and seven down. V'lo hayim eskavim l'hazos. Lo l'mala v'lo l'mata. Ela k'matzlu. He didn't intend to do one up on top of the kaporas and seven down connected the kaporas. Only kamatzlif was somebody holding a whip who does some underhand and some overhand. But kacha yamuna, this is how he counted. Achas for the one, lamala. Achas v'achas. Achas v'shtayim. Achas v'shalosh. Achas v'arba. Achas v'chamesh. Achas v'shesh. Achas v'sheva. That's for the seven, lamata. Yatza v'hinicho. Al-Khan Hasheni Shahaya Behecho. He went out with the dam of the sar that was left over, and he put it down on the second stand, which was in the Hecho. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Haya Shama Al-Khan Echad Bovad. There was only one stand in the Hecho. So therefore, Naso Dam Hapor Beheniach Dam Hasar. Since there was only one stand, he was forced to first take off the Dam Hapar, and only afterwards to put down the Dam Hasar. And the reason being, so he shouldn't get confused, if he puts them both down at the same time, he might mistakenly take the wrong Dam afterwards. V'hiza mimenu ala parochas shekeneged ha'aro mibachos. Now that he has, again, the Dam of the Par, now he sprinkles from this Dam onto the parochas, which divides the Hecho and the Kodesh Kedoshim, keneged ha'aro, meaning right in the middle, mibachos, outside of the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the Hecho. Achas l'mala b'sheva l'mata. One up and seven down. V'lo hayim eskavim l'hazos lo l'mala v'lo l'mata ela kamatzlus. One on top of the other. V'kacha yamona. And this is how he counted. Achas, that's for the one l'mala. Achas v'achas. Achas v'shtayim. Achas v'sholosh. Achas v'arba. Achas v'chamesh. Achas v'shesh. Achas v'sheva for the seven l'mata. Nato damasar v'hiniach damapor. He then took off the damasar from the kad and put down the damapar. Again, according to Rabbi Huda, who said it was only one stand. V'hiza mimenu ala parochesh shekeneged ha'arom mibachot. He then sprinkled from the damasar in the same way that he sprinkled from the damapar onto the parochesh keneged ha'arom, meaning in the middle, mibachot, outside in the hechol. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. V'lo hayim eskavim l'hazos lo l'mala v'lo l'mata ela kamatzlus. One on top of the other. V'kacha yamona. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. Eira damapar l'toch damasar. He then mixed up the damapar into the damasar v'nasan etzambali berekin. He then spilled the full cup, which had both the damapar and the damasar, into the empty cup to mix it up real well, because now he has to do the matan damim on the mizbech primi, and the Torah says that he should do the matan damim from the two damim mixed together. Maseches Yuma, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, V'yotza el ha-mizbech asher lefnei Hashem zem mizbech hazar. The pasuk says that after he does the hazarat adam on the parochet in the hechol, he then goes out to the mizbeach, asher lefnei Hashem. Which mizbeach are we referring to? This is the mizbeach hazar, the mizbeach that was an amma by amma inside the hechol. Hitzchol mechate v'yored. He now does a matan dam on the mizbeach apnimi. Mechate from a lashon mitar, ayidei the matan damim. He is mitar the mizbeach v'yored. He does the matan damim from top to bottom. Mehechan hu maso. From which corner of the mizbeach apnimi does he start? Mikaren mizrachis tzfonis, from the northeast side, the side that is farther away from the Kodesh Kedoshim, because the pasuk says the yatsa el hamizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, which means that he should go out, farther out, to the other side that was farther away from the Kodesh Kedoshim, and start from there. Tzfonis maravis. Then he goes to the northwest corner. By ravish dromis, southwest corner. Dromis mizrachis, southeast. Makom shehu mascho b'chatas amizbech achitza, the corner which he starts the matan damim for a chatas, on which he is makriv on the mizbech achitza, meaning the southeast corner. Misham hayogaymer amizbech apnimi, that was the last corner of which he did a matan dam for a chatas, which he does matan dam on the mizbech apnimi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, in kaimai hayomed umachate, he stood in one place, and from there he did the matan damim on all four corners of the mizbeach, since the mizbeach haprimi was only an amma by an amma. So therefore he stood at the northeast corner, and from that corner he did all the matan damim. Ba'akulan hayonaisim mumata lamala. For the matan damim and all the kronos, he did the matan dam from bottom to top. Chutz mizu shahaisu lefanim, except for the corner in front of him, meaning the northeast corner. Sha'alah hayonaisim mumala lamata. In that corner he went from top to bottom. The reason being, since he is standing right in front of that Karen, if he would do the matan dam from bottom to top, then the blood would run into his sleeve. As opposed to the other kronos, where he's not standing right in front of them, he's just reaching out to them, he's able to do the matan dam and the other kronos from bottom to top. As opposed to the rabbanas, as they hold, that you only do the matan dam when you're standing right in front of the Karen, so therefore, according to them, all the matan damim and all the kronos have to be from top to bottom.